Here comes Bod.
Stand by for action. We're about to launch.
Children's TV Special.
It's time to play the music. It's time to light the lights. It's time to meet the Muppets on the Muppet Show tonight. It's time to put on makeup. It's time to dress up right. It's time to raise the curtain on the Muppet Show tonight. Why do we always come here? I guess we'll never know. It's like some kind of torture to have to watch the show. But now let's get things started. Why don't we get things started? Come on, let's get things started on the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational, Muppetational. This is what we call the Muppet Show.
Manamana,
do 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 do.
Manamana,
do 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 do.
Manamana,
do 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 do
Manamana,
do 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 do.
Manamana,
do 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 do.
Hello, children. Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin. My name's Gareth, and you're listening to Radio Radio, an occasional podcast I'm sorry, I can't keep this up. I'd never make it as a children's TV presenter. Greetings, spot pickers, and welcome along to Radio Radio, an occasional series of podcasts presented by me, Gareth Jones, from Bristol in the UK. Now, I don't make these very often. In fact, the last one was back in January, straight after David Bowie popped his clogs. And so many people have passed away since then. The list is endless. Carolina Hearn, Victoria Wood, Prince. So many people have passed away. 2016 has been the year of the celebrity death. And more recently, we lost Gordon Murray, the creator of children's favourites Trumpton, Camberwick Green and Chigley. Now, thankfully, he didn't pass away at too young an age. He lived to the ripe old age of 95, which is very respectable. Anyway, more on him later, on this Children's TV Special edition of Radio Radio. And joining me as a special co-presenter, will you please welcome Sooty! Hello, Sooty. Would you like to say hello to the boys and girls? What's that, Sooty? The ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls don't believe you're really here. They think I'm making it up. Oh, for someone who doesn't talk, you've got a very loud mouth, Sooty. Now, get back in your box and behave. Oh, goodness me. Right, so to kick off the show, we had from Orange County in California, singer-songwriter Lily B. Now, Lily B is a scientist, she's a student, and she's also a singer-songwriter with a ukulele. You can find out more about her on lilybmusic.com. That's B as in a buzzy bee, B-double-E, lilybmusic.com. And there she was, covering the Muppet Show theme and Manamana. And plenty more TV theme tunes to come in this children's TV special. But what else is coming up, I hear you ask? Well, I'm going to be speaking shortly to Becky Peters, the programmer of Bristol's M-Shed complex, where throughout the summer they've got an exhibition called The Story of Children's Television from 1946 to today. Of course, there are lots of many unanswered questions about children's TV, such as, why is it that during the day, Zippy, George and Bungle wore no clothes, but when they went to bed, they put pyjamas on? And out of the 14 episodes of Mr. Ben, Why did we never see him when he was wearing a nurse's uniform, a cheerleader outfit, or pretending to be an air hostess? And are Bert and Ernie really just good friends, or is there a bit more to it? All these questions will not be answered, but other questions might be, as I speak to Becky Peters shortly. Also coming up, I'm going to be speaking to Paul Kelly, who used to be known as Paul Guided Missile. He ran the Guided Missile record label, and he also ran much-loved venue The Buffalo Bar in London, which sadly closed down a couple of years ago. Anyway, Paul now fronts a band called Dream Themes, who play TV theme tunes, including many children's themes. So we'll be speaking to Paul a little bit later. Next, though, we'll be looking at the story of Children's TV Exhibition. But first, more music now. And I randomly discovered this fella on YouTube. He's a singer-songwriter from Sweden. I can't really pronounce his name, or at least I'm not certain. I think it's Freddy Greddy, possibly. F-R-E-D-D-E-G-R-E-D-D-E. Now, his YouTube channel is spelt the correct way, F-R-E-D-D-I-E, so it must be Freddy. So, Freddy Greddy? I guess that's his name. Freddy Greddy from Sweden. And Freddy Greddy has recorded a whole series of medleys. He's done a Jungle Book medley, a movie medley, and this, it's a cartoon themes medley. Now, the whole thing lasts about 7 minutes, which I thought was a little bit long, so I've trimmed it down slightly. But if you do want to hear the whole thing, it's on his YouTube channel, which is Freddy25. Now, that's spelt F-R-E-D-D-I-E. Freddy25 is his YouTube channel. So, here's Freddy Greddy with his cartoon medley.
Life is like a hurricane here in Duckburg. Race cars, lasers, aeroplanes, it's a duck blur. Might solve a mystery or rewrite history. DuckTales,
woo.
Every day they're out there making DuckTales,
woo.
Tales of daring, do bad and good.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles,
heroes in a half shell. Animaniacs, and we're zany to the max. So just sit back and relax, you'll have to collapse. We're Animaniacs. Inspector Gadget, woo-hoo. Inspector Gadget, thunder, 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 cats. Thunder, 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 cats. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We got some work to do now. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We need some help from you now. From a hot, hot jungle long time ago comes a cool, cool friend, my pal Dino. Denver, the last dinosaur, he's my friend and a whole lot more. Denver, the last dinosaur, shows me a world I never saw before. There is gloom and doom while things go boom in Dexter's lab. Sometimes some crimes go slipping through the cracks, but these two gumshoes are picking up the slack. There's no case too big, no case too small. When you need help, just call Ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-bandit.
Rescue Ranger.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-bandit. No, no, it never fails. Once they're involved, somehow whatever's wrong gets solved. Ch-ch-ch-ch-Rackville University, we honor to degree. The teaching staff's been getting laughs since 1933. We're tiny, we're toony, we're all a little loony. It's Tiny Toon Adventures, come and join the fun. Dashing and daring, courageous and caring, faithful and friendly with stories to share. All through the forest they sing out in chorus, marching along as their song fills the air. Gummy bears, bouncing here and there and everywhere. High adventure that's beyond compare. They are the gummy bears.
My little pony,
isn't the world a lovely place?
My little pony,
everywhere you go a
smiley face.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones, they're the modern Stone Age family. From the town of
bedrock. They're a page right out of history. The Transformers, more than meets the eye. Autobots wage their battle to destroy the evil forces of the Decepticons. Who's got the sweetest disposition? One guess, that's who. Who never ever starts an argument? Who never shows a bit of temperament? Who's never wrong but always right? Who never dream of starting a fight? Who gets stuck with all bad luck? No one but Donald Duck.
Well, there he was, Freddie Greddy, I think that's how you pronounce his name, with his cartoon medley. And if you want to check out more of his stuff, he's got a YouTube channel called Freddie25. This is Radio Radio, and school's out for summer, in the words of Alice Cooper. And also in the words of Daphne and Celeste, you probably forgot their version. Yes, it is the summer holidays, and of course one of the bad things about this time of year is hay fever. I do suffer quite often, and in fact, I can feel a sneeze coming on now. Hang on. Pika, 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 Pikachu! Oh, pollen, man. You've got to catch them all. Oh. Yes, it is the summer holidays, and, well, if you were like me and you grew up in the 80s and 90s, your summer holidays were probably spent starting the day off watching Roland Rat, Whack-A-Day with Timmy Mallett, followed by repeats of The Monkees, Silas, that weird dubbed programme about a runaway boy, and Why Don't You? But if you actually want to switch off your television and do something less boring instead, then this summer, may I suggest you take yourselves down to the M Shed in Bristol, where they have an exhibition running called The Story of Children's Television from 1946 to today. I had the pleasure of going down there on the day before it opened, back on the 1st of July, and I spoke to Becky Peters, the programmer of the M Shed, to tell us all about it.
Andy Pandy's coming to play, la 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 la. Andy Pandy's here today, la 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 la.
Good afternoon, Becky Peters, the programme officer here at the M Shed. I'm really excited about this exhibition. From 1946 to now, I'm a bit flaky on the 1946 bit, I must admit. Yeah. But we're taking a look through children's TV from then until now. So where does it all kick off? I'm guessing Muffin the Mule, Andy Pandy, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it is. It's the Watch with Mother. So we've got Muffin the Mule. It's the first object we've got in the cases you come in, along with, as you say, yeah, Andy Pandy, but also Bill and Ben as well. So that's our kind of starting point in Watch with Mother. And yeah, and a few hours a day, I think children could watch some TV.
And we move through then, of course, through 50s, 60s, 70s, right up to the present day. Can you take us briefly through the exhibition in a nutshell?
Okay, so as you say, we start with Watching Mother and then we go into the kind of 50s and 60s, and then it changes and looks at how ITV then happened and how kind of maybe a slight rivalry, but definitely BBC then had to respond in their programming and change from maybe more educational to much more kind of fun and entertainment for children. So then we've got the rise of stuff like Champion the Wilderness and Top Cat, Doctor Who then began. So it was a very different look at what children's TV was about. Obviously colour TV then happened and that changed it yet again, and then there was much more hours in the day to then program children's television and much more variation of characters and drama, as well as entertainment, as well as educational, and sort of changes in how our understanding of kind of childhood behaviour and education, and then the programming responded to that, and childhood psychology. So you'll see that kind of peppered throughout as well. And then as we move through the gallery again, it gets slightly more around comedy and music and expanding entertainment and Saturday TV for children in the morning. It's like more archaic and odd, some of it, quite frankly, maybe at the time or maybe even looking at it now.
We had Tiswas.
Tiswas for it, yeah, Saturday Swap Shop and all of that kind of beginning in the 70s and, yeah, lovely kind of styling around that that's happening.
And towards the far end, there's an original Gordon the Gopher.
Absolutely, yeah, in his adamant leather jacket and little badges. Beautiful, beautiful. And he's original, so it's great, yeah. A And then we get into the, obviously, the more digital realms. As though kind of digital starts to pepper through, and then we look at fast pace, variety, and increasing more TV available for children to watch today.
Well, that's it. I mean, I was born in 76, so I grew up into the late 70s, into the 80s. We had three channels, essentially. Then eventually along came Channel 4, but for ages, all we had were four channels then. And you had about 2 hours, maybe, of programming a day. Now you've got CBeebies running all day long. You've got 24-hour cartoon channels. I kind of think now children growing up today, not only are they sport for choice, but almost like how do they pin down what they want to watch? We were saying before we started recording, you can also now watch it on your tablet, obviously DVDs.
Everything's available on YouTube, and you can watch things on different decades. So I think possibly watching stuff that were 20 years ago as well as today, which see we didn't have that kind of choice back then, yeah.
But I wonder how a current contemporary character kind of takes off when it's saturated, you know, when there's so much out there. When we go past the 80s, the 90s, then we move up to the present day, you know, what are the big iconic characters of now?
I don't know. All I kind of know, and I know I've got a nephew, is probably Peppa Pig, but also he really loves the Clangers, which is great because I really like the Clangers and lots of other people too. And they're, you know, they're 70s and today. But then Thomas the Tank, he's then multi-generational as well. So there are characters coming through that have been around for a long, long time that's still popular.
You get the reboots, of course. We had the Paddington film a couple of years ago. Yeah, new series of the Clangers. I'm not sure about the new Danger Mouse. I think without Terry Scott and David Jason, it's not quite the same for me. But I appreciate that they're making them.
He's the greatest. He's fantastic. Wherever there is danger, he'll be there. He's the ace. He's amazing. He's the strongest. He's the quickest. He's the best. Danger Mouse, Danger Mouse, Danger Mouse.
Apart from the programmes themselves, the content, for me, what was great about these shows were the TV theme tunes. I believe you actually have a test your own little quiz going on here. You have to put headphones on to play.
Yeah, so you can pit against each other, test how well you know some of the theme tunes. So they're split into a few decades at a time, so you could pick your decade era or try and do something harder, do something more contemporary or something older. But they are quite difficult, but do come down and try and test yourself against them. And also our catchphrase wall. Do you remember some of the catchphrases? Some are recognisable, some are maybe more obscure.
I got Fan Dabby Duzzy there, which I was quite surprised. So, yeah, there's a wall of catchphrases. I did not expect to see the Crankies listed on them.
Yes.
Here's one I made earlier. Yabba Dabba Doo.
Izzy Wizzy, let's get busy.
And I don't know if you've got representation here of some of the music besides the theme tunes. A lot of TV characters produce records. There was the Wombles, of course, in the 70s. In more recent times, the dreadful Teletubbies theme was a number one hit, incredibly. Bob the Builder, of course.
Yes.
I've never quite understood how bad music became hit records, but I suppose it's just enough children watching begging their parents.
Yeah, thankfully that crossover hasn't really come into that exhibition. We haven't got the Teletubbies soundtrack playing throughout, which is probably of benefit to our front of house team. But you're right, the commercial aspect is covered, and I think from 80s, 90s, you start to see that really kind of pester power and toys and gifts around children's television happening. So throughout the exhibition further on, there's just such a mass amount of product that's risen out of children's television that was never there before.
Including Mallet's Mallet.
Including Mallet's Mallet, yeah. How popular that would be today, I'm not sure.
He does a lot of painting now, too.
Ah, okay, good.
Hey!
it's great that this exhibition is in Bristol. I know it's toured around, but Bristol is also particularly of significance because, well, first of all, in the 60s, we had Animal Magic with Johnny Morris, filmed at Bristol Zoo. In the 80s, we had Morph, made by Aardman. And then, of course, today, Wallace and Gromit in recent years, and Shaun the Sheep, very significant character here in Bristol.
Yeah, I think it is. And I think hopefully people will recognise that, and that's a kind of added draw here. So we've added some extra stuff from Aardman in our show that wasn't part of the original tour. So you will see an original Shaun the Sheep from the series, and Timmy Time is obviously included as well, and we've got the lovely Morse as well. So yeah, hopefully people will see that kind of Bristol connection coming through.
Is Nick Park himself popping in?
I'm sure he will. It's his sort of exhibition, so yeah, we expect him down, yeah.
And it was voted, Shaun the Sheep was voted in a Radio Times poll a couple of years ago. They asked readers to vote for their favourite children's character of all time. Shaun the Sheep at number one.
At number one, yeah.
A lot of Bristolians were voting in that.
Must have been, yeah. No, it must have been, yeah.
He's Shaun the Sheep. He's Shaun the Sheep. He even mucks about with those who cannot bleat. Keep it in mind, he's one of a kind. Oh, life's a trick with Shaun the Sheep. It's Shaun the Sheep, yes. It's Shaun the Sheep. He doesn't miss a trick or ever lose a beat.
Barney McGrew, Cuthbert, Dibble, Grub.
Now, we're recording this on the 1st of July, and yesterday I was not pleased, but I'm pleased to see they announced the death of Gordon Murray, creator of Trumpton, Chigley, Camberwick Green. Not pleased that he died, obviously, but pleased that he got the recognition, and especially in the current climate with so much going on in the news with the EU and everything, is a kind of death that may have just got glossed over. I'm glad they brought that one up.
Yeah, it's great, and obviously we noticed it and made reference to it in our social media, and we've got a couple of examples of his work from Camberwick Green here in the show. I mean, it's a beautiful aesthetic, and one that was used recently in the Radiohead video.
Never had Tom York down with his lazy eyes as a fan.
No, it must be, yeah. So it's the things like, I was watching a recent programme about Tony Hart. When he died, there was a national outpouring of love for the work that he did. And, some of these people that create these stories for children, is just astounding that people take it dear to their hearts. You know, when Tony Hart died, there was a more flash mob happening in London.
Five, four, three, two, one. Thunderbirds are go.
So we've got still images, videos, artefacts, memorabilia. We're sat right in front of Tracy Island. Now, this is not the Tracy Island you could buy in the shops. Tell us about this Tracy Island.
So this is the very infamous Tracy Island that was made by Anthea Turner in the, sometime in the 80s. Obviously on Blue Peter they would make something out of just household rubbish every week. And this was just so famous because the Tracy Island to buy in the shop sold out. I think it might have been around Christmas time. It sold out. They then made one on the programme, and then it just became so infamous, and I think just everyone, every child went out and just tried to make it. Whether it was as good as hers, I don't know, but hers has survived and it's here, and I think people
it's
really want
intact,
to see.
Yeah.
It's still intact. It's that good sticky back plastic.
I can't see where the washing up liquid bottle was used, but I'm sure there was one.
No.
And I've got a Blue Peter badge, which I'm one of those honoured children. Well, not a child anymore, but...
Yeah, well, that's great. If you've got a Blue Peter badge and your card, which legitimately says you've earned the Blue Peter badge, you'll get it for free for this exhibition.
That's great,
yes.
So it's £5 for adults.
£5 for adults, and then children under 16 are free.
But if you have a Blue Peter badge...
But if you have a Peter badge, yeah, you get it for free as well.
I'll very briefly give you the story. It's very short. I was in the school choir, and we applied to be on the carol service where they used to light the tinsel thing, you know what it was. So we all got invited up for the Christmas carol contest. We hired a coach to take us up, and then a week before, the BBC said, "I'm really sorry, we've decided to go with a school from London."
Shocker.
I'm 40 now, and I still think about this. As a consolation, we were all sent Blue Peter badges and one signed photo of the presenters to be shared amongst the whole school.
Oh, great. Who got that? Not you.
The teacher, I should think.
The teacher, yeah.
So I'm still scarred by that story. But But I am a proud owner of a Blue Peter badge.
Great.
Is there any representation in this? I've been looking around trying to find some of American TV. I mean, I'm wearing a Sesame Street T-shirt. The biggest American shows I can probably think of are like things like Banana Splits, maybe, and obviously Sesame Street. Is this primarily a British exhibition?
It is, yeah. It is looking at British TV. It does have some slight references. So Sesame Street and Muppets is referenced in terms of puppetry, and there is a crossover, but it is predominantly looking at British television, yeah.
Well, to anyone listening in America, apologies. And from your personal opinion, what's your favourite kind of all-time children's classic?
Button Moon. The aesthetic is beautiful, and we've got a lovely example of Mrs. Spoon. But I'd just like to point out, it's his stunt double, not the original that we've got on display. Yes, he had a stunt double. He was that good.
Well, it runs from, the exhibition runs now from July through August till the end of September. That's 3 months, that's brilliant.
Yeah, so it finishes on the 25th of September. We've got lots of extra events happening. We've got the Great Arty Party, which we're working with Arm in Arm, which is in September. There's an adult event that's happening in July, which is a rehash of things like Funhouse and some of the more teenage 80s and 90s game shows. So that's a great one to come down.
I'd actually be interested to know how many children come to this exhibition, how many adults come to this exhibition.
It's definitely got that wide appeal. It's definitely, there's something for everyone to come down and see. And I think, you know, there'll be a lot of children gravitating to more things that they might recognise as some of their interactives. And then the parents going around and getting their nostalgic fix, I imagine, and grandparents too. So it's going to be a great one for the whole family.
Time to go home, time to go home. La 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 la. Time to go home, time to go home. And he's waving goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Well, my thanks to Betty Peters at the M Shed. And you can catch the story of children's television from 1946 till today at the M Shed in Bristol. And it runs until the 25th of September. As we said, it's £5 for adults, £4 concessions if you're a student, free if you're under 16, or free with a Blue Peter badge.
And on Sunday the 4th of September, you can join in with the Great Arty Party, where you can make your very own plasticine morph. So if you fancy getting your hands dirty, that's Sunday the 4th of September, and it runs from 11 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. But the exhibition, The Story of Children's Television, runs daily from now until the 25th of September. More information at the website bristolmuseums.org.uk/m-shed. This is not an easy address to read out on the radio. bristolmuseums.org.uk/m-shed. Yeah. This is Radio Radio, the children's TV special, and we'll continue now with the theme tunes, and this is a cover by Eurovision band Scooch. They sadly came 22nd place out of 24 countries in the Eurovision Song Contest back in 2007. However, they had a top 10 hit in the UK with the song from that year called Flying the Flag for You. It was as camp as Christmas. Anyway, prior to that, they had a few hits in the early noughties, including a song called The Best Is Yet to Come, I'm sure it was, which reached number 7 in the year 2000. And the B-side was a version of Maybe Tomorrow, aka the theme from The Littlest Hobo.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me. Down the road, it's where I'll always be. Every stop I make a new friend. Can't stay for long, just turn around and I'm gone again. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on. Down this road that never seems to end. When new adventure lies just around the bend. So if you wanna join me for a while, just grab your hat, come travel light, that's hobo style. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow the whole world is my home. So if you wanna join me for a while, just grab your hat, come travel light, that's hobo style. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow, I'll just keep moving on. Maybe tomorrow, I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow, I'll just keep moving on. There's a world that's waiting to unfold. A brand new tale no one has ever told. We've journeyed far, but you know it won't be long. We're almost there, we paid our fare with a hobo song. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on. So if you wanna join me for a while, just grab your hat, come travel light, that's hobo style. Maybe tomorrow I'll find what I call home. Until tomorrow, you know I'm free to roam.
You're listening to Radio Radio with Gareth Jones.
Truly outrageous. Whoa, jam, jam.
from Boston in the USA. I've certainly got more than a feeling about this band. Synth pop four-piece Freeze Pop, with their version of the theme from the 80s cartoon series Gem. And you can get that as a free download from their website if you sign up to their mailing list. Simply go to freezepop.net, that's freezepop.net, give them your email address, and they'll send you a download link with an EP of cover versions. And before Freeze Pop, of course, we had Scooch with Maybe Tomorrow, which was the theme tune to The Littlest Hobo. And would you believe The Littlest Hobo ran for 6 seasons and 114 episodes? That's what it told me on Wikipedia, anyway. Now, this is the Radio Children's TV special, and when we think of children's TV, we think of it as being a fairly wholesome, safe place. Children's TV should be something you can put on, sit your children down, and you don't have to worry about the content. However, some children's programmes through the years have been a little bit unsavoury. In the 70s and 80s, many thought that the presenters of Play Away and Play School were on drugs. This was never proved, but they certainly seemed a little bit odd. Then, in the 80s, a BBC educational programme called Look and Read advocated the use of drugs.
Watch out! Magic E's about! Hey, let's have a look at the Magic E song, shall we?
You need me! I'm Magic E! Magic, Magic E. Magic, Magic E. A strip gets a stripe with me, a pip. Makes a pipe with me, here. What you do with me at Magic Magic E. Magic Magic E. Words change around with me when they are found with me, here. How they sound with me, I'm Magic Magic E. Magic Magic E.
Oh yes, children all over the country being encouraged to take a Magic E. But it didn't end there. In the 80s, we had Zamo found lying in a toilet on Smack in an episode of Grange Hill. This was followed by a campaign called Just Say No and a hit single. So far, so good. But rumour has it, the kids from Grange Hill went over to America to launch the campaign, meeting Nancy Reagan. And while they were there, they all took a spliff. Just say yes, it would seem. Later on, we had youth club drama Biker Grove, where the theme tune was practically advocating kids to join the acid house scene. I mean, let's face it, that tune's not a million miles away from D-Mob with their hit single, We Call It Acid! Then things took a real turn for the worst, when a Blue Peter presenter had to step down.
Hello, I'm Lorraine Hegarty and I'm Head of Children's Programmes at the BBC. Many of you will have watched Blue Peter last Friday and joined in our 40th birthday party. It was right that Blue Peter should be celebrating its many achievements of the past 40 years, and we were delighted to be presented with a special award at this week's Children's BAFTAs. But many of you will know that there has been a sad event too. One of the Sunday newspapers reported that Richard Bacon, a Blue Peter presenter, had taken an illegal drug. Richard admits that he has done this and that he very much regrets it. However, I believe that Richard has not only let himself and the team on Blue Peter down, but he's also let all of you down badly. So we have decided that Richard cannot continue to present Blue Peter, and he agrees that that is the right decision. We're all very sorry and upset about this, but I can assure you that everyone on Blue Peter will be working hard to make sure that it continues to be one of your favourite programmes.
Of course, in hindsight, Richard Bacon probably had the last laugh. He went on to present on The Big Breakfast and then had a really long-running career on BBC Radio 5 Live. But still, a lesson learnt here, I think. When it comes to kids' TV, the drugs don't work.
Hello!
Now, you may be wondering why Jason isn't with us today.
Well, you've probably already heard the unfortunate news about our last appeal.
Yes, by collecting all those stamps and unwanted clothes, you raised nearly £1 million towards a holiday centre for disabled people in the New Forest.
Now, Jason came up with an idea for making even more money from the amount you'd already raised.
He transferred that money into another bank account.
And spent it on a large amount of special powder. This powder, like the holiday centre, is designed to make people feel very happy.
Jason was going to sell this powder for nearly double what he'd spent on it.
Thereby doubling your money.
But some bad men stole the powder from its secret hiding place in our time capsule for the year 2025. Jason let us down, he let you down, but most of all, he let himself down. Tina, you've been to Wigan to see the world's largest mirror.
That's right.
Stay tuned to the Radio Radio Children's TV special.
two fast-paced punk cover versions of children's TV themes there. First up, we had the Dickies from 1979 with their version of the Banana Splits theme, the Tra-la-la song, which reached number 7 in the UK charts. And it was also used in the film Kick-Ass a couple of years ago. And the Dickies are still going, would you believe? They're on tour throughout August. Starting on the 4th of August, they're at the Rebellion Festival in Blackpool. They play here in Bristol on the 6th of August at the Fleece. And then they end up in London on the 12th of August at the Underworld in Camden and the Boomtown Festival in Winchester on the 13th. And that was followed by another novelty punk band who are still going, believe it or not, the Toy Dolls. The Toy Dolls with their version of the Rupert the Bear theme. Most famous, of course, for their number 4 chart hit, Nelly the Elephant, which apparently divided their fan base. Some fans thought it was great, others went, oh, you guys have sold out having a hit single. Anyway, the Toy Dolls are still going. They're touring around Germany and Russia and Holland in the autumn, and they're in the UK next year, in Scotland in April and Manchester in June. And their version of Rupert the Bear was originally by Jackie Lee. And Jackie Lee had two hit singles, both of which were TV theme tunes, the other being the theme to White Horses. Now, in a poll carried out back in 2003 by the Penguin Television Companion, White Horses was voted as the best TV theme tune of all time. Now, I can't really say I agree, hence the reason I chose Rupert the Bear instead. Sorry, Jackie Lee. Now, coming up next, we're going to be speaking to Paul Matthew, aka Paul Guided Missile. Paul ran the indie label Guided Missile back in the 90s, releasing records by bands like The Yummy Fur, The Male Nurse, and other bands you've probably never heard of, including a band called The Carolea, who went on to form Franz Ferdinand. Paul has also been a live music promoter, running nights at the Buffalo Bar, and his own Guided Missile nights at various venues around London. But more recently, Paul has formed a band called Dream Themes. In short, Dream Themes play TV theme tunes live. I couldn't get to meet Paul in person, so I'll be chatting to him on the phone in a few moments. But first, another TV medley. We had a great one earlier on with Freddy Greddy and his cartoon medley. This is another one now of science fiction themes. Doctor Who and all those great shows from Gerry Anderson, performed by the fantastic Mr. Frank Sidebottom, actually. Now, there's a big connection between Frank and Paul, as you'll find out when I speak to him in a few moments. But first, oh blimey, it's Frank Sidebottom with his sci-fi medley. Thank you.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore strange new worlds and seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no man has gone before. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
And now it's time to talk to Paul from Dream Themes.
Well, by the magic of technology now, I should have Paul Matthew Kelly on the line. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
Doing your best Frank impression there, I should imagine. So we're going to talk about your project Dream Themes, but just before we do, a little bit of background about yourself, Paul. You are also known as Paul Guided Missile, music promoter and label runner. So you essentially created this group, Dream Themes, playing TV theme tunes. Mm-hmm. How did that actually come about?
Yeah, well, it happened, as you mentioned earlier, I used to run a record label, and after that I ran a club night called Guiding Myself, and tried to contact the, how would you call him, not exactly comedian, the, whatever you would call him, the entertainer, Frank Sidebottom. He hadn't played any shows, as far as I was aware, for at least a couple of years. So I just managed to find a postal address for him and wrote to it on spec. Suggested that he came and played at the club, suggested a concept that he would play with a Smiths tribute band called The Smythes, and we could bill it as Frank Sidebottom versus The Smythes. Sent him that letter, and I got a letter back the next day saying, I would love to do a concert with the fantastic Smythes, and at the end, maybe I could come on dressed as Morrissey and sing There Is a Light and Don't Make Fun of Daddy's Voice, or Morrissey B-side. So he came down and did that. I went on to book him a couple more times. Then, as he was just coming down with his synthesizer and no band, I suggested the idea that I could put a little band together down here, and he could just turn up and there'd be a band there and we could learn his songs off the CD. So he was up for that. That was the next stage, and we became Frank Sidebottom's backing group for the London area for probably about 6 years or more. And whilst we were rehearsing for Frank Sidebottom shows, we used to learn things like the theme from Terry and June, just as incidental music in the shows, as somebody was coming up from the back to claim a raffle prize or something. We'd just have a little bit of music ready, and we'd just sort of learn sort of daft TV themes. And then just one day, whilst we were rehearsing a couple of these, I came up with the idea that we should have a band that just does this in its own right. Came up with the name Dream Themes, and the rest is history. So we had both bands running at the same time. Sadly, Frank's no longer with us, but Dream Themes still lives on.
And of course, people listening to this of a certain age will actually, because we're talking about children's TV, Frank, for many people, was discovered through children's TV, number 73, Motormouth, Saturday Morning Kids Telly.
Absolutely, yeah, that was where I first saw him, yeah, with Sandy Toksvig and James Whale. And he used to be in a comic called Oink as well, which I used to subscribe to. So, but yeah, he used to pop up everywhere. Very, very popular with kids was Frank Sidebottom, and he appeared on all sorts of things.
There was an issue of Oink that had a no-smoking campaign. And,
right.
And for anyone that knew Chris, obviously he did smoke. I put him on a couple of times, once in Bath and once in Bristol. And I said to him, what about that no-smoking campaign? He said, oh, Frank doesn't smoke.
Yeah, that's a funny thing, is as soon as he puts the head on, he's Frank. When we used to have rehearsals with him, you couldn't call him Frank if he didn't have a head on, and you couldn't call him Chris if he did have the head on. Or he'd just be like, what are you talking about? Who's Chris? I've never heard of him. I don't know anyone called Chris. He would actually change voice mid-sentence as well. You know, we'd be saying to him, okay, so what do you want to do in the first half? And he would never arrange things very meticulously. There might be a sort of vague structure. And, yeah, he'd be putting the head on whilst talking to you, and the voice would change mid-sentence, and he would then be... He'd then be Frank. Oh, there's all kinds of contradictions. Frank's favourite Beatle was Paul McCartney. Chris's favourite Beatle was John Lennon.
So Frank passed away. Oh, blimey. And you continued with Dream Themes. So, I mean, obviously there's so many TV theme tunes to choose from. Where did you start?
Yeah, well, we already knew a few because we already used Terry and June and Grandstand, one or two others for the Frank shows. Yeah, we just tried to think of ones that we really liked the idea of. So in terms of the non-kids ones, you know, Grandstand, The A-Team, Magnum, Hawaii Five-O, The Professionals, these are all crowd pleasers. In terms of kids' TV, a couple of the early ones we started doing were The Flumps and Rhubarb. Do we still do those to this day?
One, two, three,
four! Yeah! I'd be right in saying you did a children's all-day gig, is that right?
We did actually, yeah. It was about a year or two ago. We had a matinee show just for kids. And we learned a lot of kids' themes especially for that. So we learned things like the Mr. Men show, which is not the same as the old Mr. Men theme. The Little Princess, In the Night Garden. was another one. And we played all of the existing kids' shows. And also kids absolutely love, you know, the theme to Hawaii Five-O, etc. as well. So you could do anything with them. But yeah, we did that. Went down very, very well. Lots of kids in them little ear defender headphones bouncing up and down to telly themes.
And was it harder to learn the contemporary tracks rather than the classics?
Not really, no. I mean, we've tackled Prokofiev. We played The Apprentice, so to play the Mr. Men show is a walk in the park. We also have bits in our shows where we use kids' TV as well for other art forms that we incorporate into the live experience. So, for instance, it's actually available on YouTube, our famous Mr. Ben dance, which is a little bit like, you've heard of Diversity, yeah?
I have indeed.
Yeah, it's a little bit along those lines, but to the theme from Mr. Ben.
Diversity were on Britain's Got Talent.
That's right, yeah, they were.
Which leads me on to a character called Davros.
Oh, yes.
Who appeared on Britain's Got Talent this year. For anyone that can't remember, Davros, the Doctor Who character, essentially.
Yeah.
And I found on YouTube you did a gig with him, maybe more than one gig, I don't know.
We did, actually, yeah. And there's a very big Sidebottom connection there as well, because Frank Sidebottom had a Northern Oh Blimey big band, and Davros was actually involved in that. He was in that band. Also, another fellow who was in that band, a guy called Dave, he organises a sort of a comedy speedway event that's a bit like It's a Knockout, which involves all of the Northern band and the Southern band of Frank. We played at that last weekend. There was a bit where Davros, Paul, who is Davros, was driving around, standing out of the sunroof of a car around a speedway track with a stick, with a string on, and a homemade pigeon, whilst two motorbike riders raced around to try and get the pigeon. And Dream Themes on the back of a truck in the middle of the infield played the theme from Wacky Races.
Stop the Pigeon.
Yeah, Stop the Pigeon. Whilst the character Paul Davros sang it. So, yeah, that was a moment at which I thought, yeah, this really is the spirit of Sidebottom.
I thought there was a Frank connection because the guy that wheeled him on in his fluorescent yellow jacket, it had 1137 on the back, which for anyone that knows Frank, that was kind of, I don't know what it was exactly, sort of a...
Yeah, Frank was always all about random numbers. So whenever I put him on, we always used to set the tickets at like £10, 12 or £9, 46. And 11:37 was actually the times that he would, if ever he had a meeting with anyone from the TV or his label or anything else, this is my understanding of it as well, hopefully this is correct, he would always set the meeting time to be at 11:37. When they made the Frank Sidebottom statue and unveiled that in Timperley, that was unveiled at 11:37 as well.
I thought we ought to hear a bit of Davros in action. When he was on Britain's Got Talent, he kind of murdered Love Shack by the B-52s. But here he is performing the theme from Sesame Street.
Everybody! Yeah! Come on!
Sesame Street! I don't know.
Practice, man, practice.
Yeah, classic, classic show that. He's actually only done one show with Dream Theams, and he did 20 minutes. He also did Batman and The One Show, and crowd favourites, Only Fools and Horses and Are You Being Served? But interestingly, Davros is going to be the special guest celebrity in the Dream Themes pantomime.
He isn't.
Oh, yes, he is. And that's going to be taking place the last Saturday before Christmas at the Lexington in N1. There will be a evening show and a kids' matinee show. So, yeah, that's something to look forward to. It's going to be called Santa in Space, and that's going to feature a lot of kids' TV themes in it, just as backing tracks. It will be followed by a full Dream Themes live concert, but all of the songs in the panto will actually be TV themes. So, for instance, there's a bit where the pantomime dame and the main character are sitting on a bench and a ghost comes up behind them, classic panto material, and we'll figure out a way of the ghost singing the theme from Rent-A-Ghost. We're going to put lots of things like that in there, including a lot of kids' TV themes, new and old.
Give it a plug again, give it a full plug.
So, make your way down to the Lexington on Saturday the 17th of December for the Dream Themes panto, Santa in Space.
And plenty of time in advance to get your tickets there.
Yeah, you've got time to save up.
So you've done your one daytime show, but primarily you play to an adult audience, but you still slip in the kids' themes. So what are the kids' themes that actually come up into the Dream Team sets?
Yeah, well, the aforementioned Flumps and Rhubarb, they are big, big hitters. We've recently started playing the Pink Panther theme. Black Beauty is always a great one. We've played a gig on Grand National Day and ended on that. That was quite legendary. The Magic Roundabout is part of the set. Thunderbirds. We also do Screen Test and Junior Kickstart. And the favourite of our guitarist, Dickie Moore, is the theme from Peppa Pig, which was quite challenging. I don't know if you've heard it, but it's all over the place. It's like Cardiacs.
Peppa Pig. Peppa Pig. Peppa Pig.
And you also, I guess you could call it a children's programme in a way, you also do the theme for Blockbusters.
We do, yeah. That's a great one.
I just wanted to say, can I have a pee, please, Bob, basically. So.
Yeah. Well, I used to introduce that tune by saying to the audience, give me an O. O. Give me a G. G. Give me an L. L. Give me a Y. Y. Give me a P. P. And then say, that's what they do on this programme.
TV thing. Great chill. Perfect. Here we go.
Another track in the Dream Team set is the theme from Grange Hill, which had a title. It was originally called Chicken Man. I guess this was all, because I was reading it up, it was originally library music, so I guess it was never intended for a Grange Hill originally.
Yeah, a lot of the themes that we do are library music, like KPM music, like sort of Keith Mansfield and Alan Hawkshaw. And they do all have really interesting names as well. But yeah, interestingly, that one, Grange Hill, was one of those great ones that's been used for two things. So it was also used for a charades-based quiz show called Give Us a Clue.
I remember that, yeah.
You also get, like, news themes popping up in the middle of westerns, and interesting thing with all the live news, you never know where you're going to hear it and go, oh, hang on a minute, isn't that a theme from... So, yeah, it's good. But I like the idea that people would just write kind of theme music that just sort of set a scene, and then people would just trawl through and go, this is the one we need for this.
I think that's what happened with the gallery music for Tony Hart.
Yeah, you could well be right, yeah. I don't know. It's another fine piece of music.
So you play a lot of gigs around London, but you've also played festivals. What have been some of your greatest bookings?
Yeah, we got booked by Rob De Bank for his Camp Festival, which was good. It's like festival, but it's more sort of aimed at families. So again, we had a lot of kids watching us, despite the fact it was very late at night. We were actually on in the biggest tent just before the headliners on the Saturday night, which I don't know whether I kind of oversold us to the promoter, but it was a very good slot we got given. Having said that, the tent was absolutely full and people weren't mad for it. It was an hour of TV themes and then introduced the next band, The Wedding Present.
What did David Gedge make of it?
He absolutely loved it. I tweeted him. We stood at the side of the stage and watched The Wedding Present, because I used to love The Wedding Present. I used to sneak into their gigs at Liverpool University. Well, I tweeted that we were at the side of the stage watching The Wedding Present and a picture of them. And then as soon as they came off stage, he sent me a direct tweet message, or whatever you call those things, saying, yeah, we really enjoyed you lot too. Will you play at our festival in Brighton this year? So, yeah, that worked out well.
So the Panto's coming up. You've also now got merchandise. There are Dream Theme tea towels, I believe.
They're actually sold out.
Oh.
Yeah, they're sold out. They were oversized tea towels, so you could wash out, you know, anything from a teaspoon to a cauldron with them. They were double the size of usual tea towels. That was a good one, because that cartoon picture of Dream Themes that appears on there and also on our Facebook page was drawn by one of my musical heroes, Rob, the bass player of Bogshed.
One for you there, Bogshed fans.
Yeah, exactly. All them Bogshed fans out there in Radioland.
So the gigs, the tea towels, which have sold out, and tell us about your single. It's not a children's theme, but tell us about your single.
Yeah, well, we about 3 to 4 years ago, we made a very expensive video filled with props. We rented in about 20 or 30 television sets and a lot of old kind of 70s and 80s vintage stuff, sellotaped old TV times onto the walls. Made a very expensive video set to record the theme from News at 10, we would later release as a single. Yeah, and it now exists on iTunes. Yeah, great piece of music, but a very short piece of music. In fact, if you go onto iTunes, you get a little preview, don't you? If you play the actual preview of that, it's actually the whole of the track, so don't bother buying it.
Well, Paul, thank you very much for speaking to me. I wish you all the best with Dream Themes. The website, of course?
The website is dreamthemes.tv. We're available to play any kind of event, whether it be a wedding, a birthday, a festival, a live TV appearance, or even we got a booking the other day to play at the Festival of Marketing. So just about anything will do.
And you have made a TV appearance. You're on the Paul O'Grady Show.
Yeah, that was an interesting one. I think that came about because we played at a wedding of somebody who worked at ITV, or somebody was there who worked at ITV. It was something like that. And, yeah, we got a request to come and appear on a section of the show where an item, they call it, don't they? On an item, where the guests would guess TV themes. The original guests that we were going to do it with included, like, Josh Groban and somebody else. It wasn't very good, and that ended up falling through. So the new guests ended up being Warwick Davis, Helen Worth, a.k.a. Gail from Corrie, and the legend of light entertainment, Les Dennis. So we played a TV themes quiz for those three, plus Paul O'Grady, split into two teams of two. That was a weird day. I woke up the next day wondering if that happened, but there is video evidence somewhere to support it.
And the bookings came flooding in after that, no doubt.
We did actually get quite a lot of interest after that, yeah. We certainly enjoyed a spike around that time.
Well, great to speak to you, Paul. If you can just leave us now with your favourite all-time kids' TV theme.
Oh, I can, yeah. Well, actually, my favourite kids' TV theme is it wouldn't be played by Dream Themes, because unless Dan Frost appears at us, we have a kind of a rule of none with singing in. But my favourite TV theme is from a show called Tickle on the Tum. The reason why I like it is because all the lyrics do at the beginning of the show is explain why it's called that. So it goes, tickle on the tum, tickle on the what? Look, there's Tickle Town, and there's the River Tum. Tickle on the tum. And at the very end he goes, oh yeah, tickle on the tum.
Why that wasn't a hit compared to Streets of London from Ralph McTowell, I'll never know.
Well, you know, there's no accounting for the general public, is there?
Well, all the best for Dream Teams. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Thanks, good to speak to you. Cheerio.
Tickle on the tum. Tickle on the what? Look down, there's Tickle Town. And there's the River Tum. Tickle on the tum. Oh yeah, tickle on the tum.
Well, my thanks to Paul, and don't forget, of course, you can visit their website, which is dreamthemes.tv. Very clever website, that, TV on the end. dreamthemes.tv. And don't forget to book tickets for their pantomime, the Dream Themes Christmas Panto, on Saturday the 17th of December. That's at the Lexington on Pentonville Road in London. Tickets are just £10 advance. If you visit thelexington.co.uk, thelexington.co.uk, and you can book your tickets now. Oh no you can't. Oh yes you can. And while we're doing the plugs, I ought to plug Radio Radio. We have a Facebook page, Radio Radio's Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Radio Radio Podcast. That's facebook.com/Radio Radio Podcast. Or you can follow us on Twitter, and quite frankly I need it. I hardly got any followers at the moment. It's twitter.com/Radio Radio Pod. I couldn't use the full word podcast for some reason. So twitter.com/Radio Radio Pod. Well, that's it for another edition of Radio Radio. Who knows when we'll return? It's a very sporadic thing. But I'll leave you now with a rather interesting take on the Teletubbies theme. If you do have children and they have been listening to this show, I suggest they now leave the room or leave the car or wherever it is you're listening to this, because it's not really for their ears. Thanks for listening. This is punk band Wat Tyler with their version of the Teletubbies.
One day in Teletubby land, Tinky Winky noticed how well the Nunu sucked up rubbish. Nunu suck up the rubbish! And Tinky Winky thought that it would feel nice if Nunu sucked on his willy. Nunu suck at the Tinky Winky willy! So Tinky Winky put his willy into the Nunu sucker. Oh, very nice! Lala and Po saw the fun that Tinky Winky was having and so decided to lick each other in a lesbian 69.
Lickety-suck in a lesbian 69!
At that moment, in walked Dipsy.
Uh-oh, Dipsy.
Uh-oh, Tinky Winky. Uh-oh, Lala. Uh-oh, Po. The sight was just too much for Dipsy and he felt simply obliged to have a wank over Tinky Winky and the Nunu, whilst he was watching Lala and Po.
Dipsy wank, Dipsy wank!
Tinky Winky, Dipsy, Lala, Po. Teletubbies, Teletubbies, say hello!
Again, again!
Goodbye, children. Goodbye.